Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. The Church has often been accused of not accepting evolution, and yet one of its sons is known as the Pope of Prehistory. Henri Briot was born in Montagne in France in 1877. He was educated at the Sorbonne and also the Catholic Institute in Paris. He had a strong desire to enter into the religious order of the Catholic Church and was ordained as an abbé in 1897. He became interested in the paleontological side of archaeology, with special consideration given to primitive rock art. After his ordination, he devoted more time to his serious interest of Paleolithic art than to his religious commitments. Fortunately for Henri, his priesthood was mostly ceremonial, yet it provided a small income to maintain his habit of conducting archaeological research in the French valley of Dordogne. He was a pioneer in the study of Paleolithic cave art. In 1901, his profound passion led to the discovery of painted caves at the Combaral and Font de Gaume. He became widely admired for his thorough approach and eloquent documentation of the images in newly discovered caves, so elaborate in fact that many archaeological professionals felt that his reports contained more colour than the artworks that they were describing. He was, however, so respected for his work that he was offered a position at the Institute of Human Paleontology in Paris in 1910 and as professor at Collège de France, where he taught from 1929 to 1947. He was generally regarded as an authority in his academic field, although the dramatization of his findings upset the mainstream and stimulated accusations of recklessness with his theories and his drawings. Briol drew and published hundreds of rock cavings and cave paintings from across Europe and North Africa. Most notable published work is a giant book called 400 Centuries of Cave Art, released in 1952. His contributions to European and African archaeology were considerable and recognised by the award of honorary doctorates from no fewer than six universities. He died at his home in France this week on the 14th of August 1961. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.